The Cavs are wasting no time making big changes following their NBA Finals loss. On Monday, owner Dan Gilbert parted ways with general manager David Griffin after three seasons. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, how significant is Griffin's departure?
Well, the general manager is like an orchestra conductor. I mean, he has all these people, diverse skills. And, you know, you look on the court and you say, well, okay, there's your players and there's, you know, a star like LeBron James. And then you also have your coach, you know, Tyronn Lue, and you have his assistant coaches. And then you have your owner. Dan Gilbert is a hard-driving, big-spending, win-now owner. What's the name of his major company?
Quicken Loans.
You know, you notice now his commercials have changed. Rocket Loans.
Oh, okay.
The moment LeBron James showed up back in town, It went from Quicken Loans to Win It Now.
Win It Now, right.
And that put David Griffin, the general manager, in a spot of trading all kinds of young players and draft picks to rocket at least to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. So that's a very pressurized job there. It's a little different than a lot of others. And, you know, in my mind, in the 3.5 years that he was general manager here, he delivered. Mm-hmm. Three trips to the finals, one title. There was a problem that started last summer when Coach Tyronn Lue's contract was extended for 5 years, I may add, and Griffin's was not. He was allowed to basically come into what amounted to his free agent year. Mm-hmm. Now, they periodically have offered Griffin some sort of extension, but it's not with the he was looking for a little more power, and I just think a little more appreciation. So this has happened before with the Cavaliers. In fact, Gilbert has had general managers, like, for example, from 2005 to 2010, Danny Ferry. And then from 2010 to 2014, Chris Grant. And then David Griffin. And none of them received a contract extension. All either left on their own or were fired before their contract was up.
So what does that tell you about Dan Gilbert?
That he's difficult to work for. Mm-hmm. The flip side is this. If you go to work for Dan Gilbert, you have an owner that's going to outspend almost everybody in the NBA, not only on payroll, but, you know, the Cavs have a great training facility, scouting departments. He really does spend on all this stuff.
Well, the first line of the column that you wrote about this is Dan Gilbert has to get this right.
Yeah, he does.
What do you mean by that?
Well, LeBron James could be a free agent next summer. Mm-hmm. So if he brings in a general manager who LeBron thinks doesn't do the job well, or LeBron may like the guy in the beginning, but he makes some trades that go very bad, LeBron could say, well, I'm out of here. I don't have time to wait. You know, LeBron is on his own Quicken Loans rocket mortgage agenda here, too.
Right. Let's suppose the Cavs would have won the title this year. Would we be having an entirely different conversation right
yes,
now?
Yes, we would. Everybody would be made nice, you know. But it didn't happen. And furthermore, how many games did the Cavs get wiped out in?
Five.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of them weren't closed. And so I think that, you know, they're going to have to make some changes on the roster. And maybe Gilbert felt that Griffin kind of took this thing as far as he could take it.
Should be an interesting summer.
Unbelievable summer if you're a Cavs fan. So they're going to be looking for a general manager. They're going to be trying to make a trade for a top player such as Paul George or Jimmy Butler or somebody else. This is the second oldest team in the league. Mm. So they've got to find some cheap younger players because they have this whole salary cap thing. And then finally, you know, everybody's going to be looking at what the Cavs did. Does it make sense? Does it give them any kind of chance at all to beat Golden State next year?
Terry, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the Indians' hot streak and slugger Edwin Encarnacion's awakening.